I say I had a terrible complaint lately. They're complaining against me. I gave a guy a bracha. The complaint. It's no good. You know, your brachas, what they're doing, it's terrible. What happened? I told him his wife, he wanted an easy later for his wife. So I said, it's going to be like a whistle. So he calls me up a few days later. He says, it took 7 minutes. The doctor didn't get there in time. What did you say whistle for? The doctor blew it. How do you like that? So I'm having complaints. Watch your brachas. Watch what you say. How are you, Rabbi Yisai? Pleasure to see you. I have the case history of those centuries. First of all, Rabbi Aaron's yard site. Rabbi Nassim's yard site. Rabbi Aaron, thank you so much. They said on him, he was afraid of every... He was a Yasim at 10 years old. No father, no mother. A father, a Yasim at 10. He was raised by his older sister. But Slobodka got a hold of him and saved him. And he became Rabbi Aaron. But he was... The ultimate Sabbat guy to walk him every day back and forth. He spoke with them hours. It wasn't in learning to build him up because they were taking away the letters from his sister because he was going to become a doctor if it was up to his sister. And because she was afraid of him. And he liked his sister. He was all he had was his big sister. She wasn't just another sister somewhere. She was the father and the mother and she cared for him. She loved him. Her little Aaron. And the Slobodka got of him, got a hold of her baron, and they stole him. They were gain of nefesh. And not only that, but they stole the letters. They got who was the one? I heard Reuven Grozovsky was the man who preempted, made sure to get to the mail station first, and get that letter first, so her baron never knew anything. And her baron's... Where's my sister? What's happening? And they had to calm him down here and there. And it wasn't simple because that's all he had, Nebuch, or Yasamol. And so the Alderman Slabot used to take walks in him to calm him down. It's time to build him up. You'll become something. But in the end, he found out. I heard that in the end, he found out that they intercepted his letters. That's where, whatever happened, happened. It's just the game. But Slobodka, they built you up. They told you day and night, you're becoming a good Lador. Even the biggest geniuses, Rav Ruderman, if they had to be told us day and night, no. What about us? Now, Rav Aaron was afraid of dogs as Yedua. He was petrified. Rav Shneur, an eyewitness, saw Rav Shneur, a poodle this big, was standing... an inch or like inside of him. He went flying 50 feet across the street. I want to sound, I have to make it more like all the newspapers. You can't believe a word they say because they have to sound like, that's why when they say pandemic, I heard the first time they said it was a bluff, but they had a sound like that. So it's not so posh to do those things, but here I'm not killing anybody. So he did. An eyewitness told me he saw him say, flying, not stop, across the street. He couldn't handle the little huntala. And that was from Rav Aaron. It was already in the blood, He was a Yasamal Nebuch. And he was afraid of everything. I know a truck once, he was the ones driving to Lakewood, and a big truck, and Remy Rav Aaron had to calm himself down. He kept telling himself, shah, shah, it's okay, it's okay. He never had a mother, so he had to calm himself down from the fears that he had. He was the Yod Lador already. And he had these, so Shtelzer forward in Masa Haskell, I heard from the Rutgen Mishpacha. They never saw anybody afraid of so many things and doing everything he's afraid of. I'm going to repeat what I'm always saying. I said this in front of my chevra. You want to do something, Leila Nishmas, Rav Aaron and Rav Nosson both? Go out for Klal Yisrael. Now you don't have to go out physically so fast. But make your brain be a brain that's thinking, like they're telling, okay, Mandel, you didn't go anywhere yet. I'm supposed to be going to Dallas for Shabbos Chanukah or some other Shabbos. Whenever that's the plan. Right now I'm invited somewhere to go. Yeah, to Shem, I want to go. I want to bring my whole Olam there and turn over the world together. To help Klal Yisrael. Somehow it's got to be in your head. We have to help them. Let it. That's already plenty good. What does it say? Huri Aveda, Kashim Aveda. Me the Taiva Maruba. You're thinking good things. Machshava Taiva. And these Machshavas, think of a Baron Zatzal said that you have to learn thinking to turn over Klal Yisrael. Not exactly that lashon, but you have to learn to help others someday to be malamed others. And he said that then you have your whole learning is a different learning. You're caring about others. Now, I was pushed into helping others a lot. I ran after a lot. I had a lot of bikush. I recommended big time. In Chaim Berlin, they understood the importance of shimush talmidei chachamim. Kara v'shana v'shilash. You're not mishamish. It's like a doctor that didn't have internship. I advise, get on that phone for all your issues. Every inch. And ask, and ask, and ask, and ask. And go, like I stuck to a shita, to Navardic, which Navardic, the whole Navardic is how to deal with life's problems. The whole shita is life's problems. That's what we're here for. To deal with, the whole shita is, and I'll tell you the difference between Navardic and other shitas. If the Ilum doesn't mind, I've said this many times. It's not shaykh. I'm not against any shitas. I myself, I come from different whatever. But isn't it, to me, Navardic is here. When you come to a Shabbos table, what are you there for? Your kids should say nice. You're right. Kids should do their job. Should say some divrei Torah. Correct. The little meidalach should sit there. It's near his dick. That's who could say he shouldn't? And the boy should learn avada. And you should, everything should work, and you should sing Zmiris and Shabbos, and you should have guests for Shabbos. There's so many things. Now there's different religions in what you should focus your energies on. On a Shabbos table, on Pesach, how the matzahs come out. Now, what your brisket you're going to show this year, that type, and the singing, and the talking of Amunah B'tochen, and the inspire people with everything. In Avadig, you know what the Shabbos table is? When your kid takes a ball, and boom, and it lands in the middle of your father-in-law's soup, and it splashes in his face, and you're all embarrassed. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's what we're here for. How do you going to deal with that? And these things are going to happen throughout your life. If this is your main issue, you're the happiest person in the world. If it's a side issue, you don't really put so much energy. When it happens, you're berserk. That's why people call me up. The most hush of a people in the world. Shasin, whatever you want. Big Bali Tzedakah millionaires. It doesn't help you nothing. With the Bali mitzvahs and dikduk, they know it or everything. It doesn't help. Because in midas, they're not in that sugya. You have an explosive temper or you can't handle things that you don't like. And you're yerish it from your father and or your mother. Or your brother did things to you. Whatever it is, somebody messed you up. And you don't, it's not number one. If it's not number one, get ready. You may not, you should know there are people that are calling me. I'm not Miyayish and anybody, but I tell myself, I'm talking to the wall. Are you ready to work on yourself? Not so push it. Are you ready? Now, Reb Shamshvaler says that what Avraham Avinu, Sameach and Tzamach is the same word. His simcha was growth. He was here to do, not to have. I have nachas, I have this, my shalom, I have my shalom bayah, I have my money, I have my nitz, my this. No! Rabbeinu here says Avraham Avinu was here to do, to be oimed on Asyenis. He was there, one big message in his life, Asyenis. How am I going to deal with my Asyenis? That's all he cared about. He was Navadig. The way Reb Shamshvaler here describes Avraham Avinu, it's exactly the same sheet as Navardi. That's why Avraham Avinu was in a different world. He didn't draw Meshuggah. He says, here comes another test. He knew it's all tests. It's always tests. Okay. Now, let's see how to deal with this one. It's all tests. Your way of thinking is a different world. That's why he never complained. He never see Avraham Avinu. When the Abbas says, I want to give you something, he says, well, if I have no kids, so he was human, you know, but his main thing in life was, you know how many people come to me and they cry in Ruchnius, and Ruchnius. They had a guy, his name Mookie Diamond. He learned by a pair in Far Rockaway. He had a terrible, a child that wasn't 100. He was a Rosh Chaburah who loves learning. I met them all, he's big, stuck in his house with his kid. He didn't kvetch a second. And he said openly, he said, if I had had a chinuch, you got to sit and learn, I'd be dead. I didn't have that chinuch. I had a chinuch, you have to do Ratzon Hashem. You have to do, it's a different way of thinking. So it didn't kill him like it kills other people. It's not, okay, I didn't want to do this, now I'm doing that. Oh no, you're supposed to do this. Here's a guy, all they talk about, you got to do chesed. Suddenly he's not capable. You can't shift gears because you need this. You have an agenda. I'm going to tell you now an atomic bomb. I'm going to tell you a murder gezach. By the way, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Rabbi Gershon Lieberman, when he saw, there's a picture. I got it right here in my house where Rabbi Aaron Cutler got together. Rabbi Aaron came to London and Rabbi Gershon came and he slept, I believe, by Schneider's. And Rabbi Aaron, as soon as he left, Rabbi Gershon got a hold of the people there and he says, listen, don't change that linen. I want to sleep on it. That was Rabbi Gershon Lieberman's feelings towards Rabbi Aaron. Rabbi Aaron was very, 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 very similar to a Navardi. But he was not a Navardi. I'm not going to do that. I don't like that stuff when people do it. Everybody has to be us. So I'm different. So he's allowed to be different. He's like, Rabbi Aaron's fine. Slobotka is God's fine on the good list. Everybody's on. Belz is on my good list, and Gera is on my good list, and even Lakewood's on my, I'm joking. And Brisk is on my good list. What good list? It's all, we're all together. Might not give me this, but I'm saying in his derech, I am very comfortable with him, the Muchid, or Baron. Ashkocha put me in Lakewood either way, so I feel Lakewood, much as I hold everyone else, Lakewood first. Avis to put you here, you got to sit your light. And learn how to emulate and love. Rabbi Aaron's up there in Shemayim. You're one of his children. And his yahrzeit say, Rabbi Aaron, do something for us. You brought us here. Tell the Yavish that we're trying to get better. He's yours. He's mama's yours. And the Satma isn't yours. And this, I once went to the Satma Rebbe's Keva. I had a Meifus goalie. I gave $100, by the way. I had a Meifus right afterwards. I asked for something. Boom, I got it. It's a good address. You want to go to Satma? You don't have to be Satma to go. It works. I'm joking. Anyway. But Rabbi Aaron is mamash. I'm Lawson. I knew him. Lakewood is Kadesh Kadoshim. Before the Gula Shlema comes, this is the place. And there's no question about it. Lakewood is Lakewood. What's come tarain? Inside Lakewood is Kedish Kadoshim, and it's an honor for us. The yard site yesterday was the yard site for Byron and Nussin together, and we have to try to be like them. The number one message to both of them that I think of either learning is hopefully getting in. I would talk about the importance of learning Torah day and night. There's nothing like it. Forget about Musa. Let's take a break. Just you'll have problems. Get yourself more into learning. Daven. Abishta, give me a geschmack in learning. Use that lashon. Use that lashon. Barevna, it's in the, say it a million times. Barevna, please give me a bigger geschmack. I shouldn't want to do none. No, this will drown out all my typhus. It'll happen. You wait. And Yashem feels a chryas to you because he's a melamed Torah, lama Yisrael. Avraham, rachim alayna, was it saying? The same believing of being loving us. Have rachmanis, give us more Torah. What do you say to Baba Salem by Myrav? Giving him a reason. You're not just davening. It's potter. Please, it's us. That's what we're all about. We're sitting to learn. You have to beg for more Torah. Chazanish, they say he harvested more on his tefillah. He would be again tefillah to learn. I heard from an eyewitness, Rabbi Yochum Schlesinger told this to me himself, that he saw Rabbi Aaron suddenly scream. Rabbi Chazanish was screaming in his basement, I think it was. He said, "Was he screaming?" He went down, "Shiram Alois," like somebody who's sick. Who's it? No, he couldn't figure out a Tosfos. Yeah, that's the way you got it. Tate. I have no words to describe. I'm hoping, I take it for granted, that that part of our lives is somehow, we're getting the message that Tate is everything. But I know there's a lot of people into that. And the whole world is much more into that. So I felt Musa. But that's also Musa. The league of learning is the best Musa safer. Sit and learn. But anyway, I'm talking about that we're already learning. Now what? How come things aren't happening? So I say, oh, because you don't learn Musa. Everybody do learn Musa, but you got to learn Avadik Musa. You got to know how to do it. You got to learn the Musa that's for you. You don't have any problems with Kedusha. What are you reading all those Sfarim all day for? You have problems with Bittul Torah, whatever. So learn Sfarim on the importance of learning. You learn Sfarim on Kas. You're busy killing everybody with your Kas. You're busy... Or you're not becoming what you could become. That's number one. You could become so much bigger. It's good to put a lot of tefillahs over there. Hashem yagia choshchi. I'm a choshech if I'm not becoming what I could become. I'm going to tell you something. Neir in the rayis. It's half. I said this over on Shabbos. I'm going to drop an atomic bomb. Now listen closely. We're getting close. First of all, I just want to repeat the mashgiach. Because I want to honor them, the Mashgiach of Lakewood, Zatzal Rav Nosson, whom I knew so well, so beloved. You know what he once said to somebody? He once told somebody, "Where do you want to sleep?" He had just come to yeshiva, and he said, "I need a bed." He says, "Don't worry, you'll sleep by me." He said, "Where? Sleep over there." Where? So he slept. He found that the next morning it was the Mashgiach's bed. Where did the Mashgiach sleep? Yesh, I mean, it never happened. I witnessed Rav Nosson. I witnessed Rav Nosson. It was 2 a.m. I was schmoozing with him. You know, we were both big schmoozers. Rav Nosson was one of the boys. He was Gishmak. By the way, I hope they'll all be Meichami. He was one of those mixed marriages. His wife is a big tzaddikus, that's what I heard. He cracked jokes 24/7, and his wife didn't hop. It was just like my parents. You know, like my parents, my father was like, "Let's see how to tell jokes." All he did. My mother, I'm Adria, she never chopped one joke. When my brother said, "It's not true," 3 a.m, she used to suddenly jump out of bed. I start laughing, we got it. Finally, the yuckies, they catch on late, some of them. The better ones. I'm joking. Anyway, mother was a tzaddikus. Anyway, I'll tell you a nicer story, right? But Rav Nosson was busy with jokes, always laughing and joking. And Freilach. And when he davened, when he said Hashem Zayim, he used to go like this. Hashem Elikeinu, he was shaved. His year of Shemayim, year of Bayim is big. You don't have to know how to do that before you're getting involved with Amalek. But in Yira, he was Yira and Besimcha together with Smaradik. You're afraid of Hashem and not of people. There are Mavazim all over. Somebody wants Yira. Mavazim, he says, good, that's good stuff. Keep it coming. I'm not saying some is Yiris, nothing like it. Somebody, Baruch HaTorah, they know you'll hear Amalek, I'm shocked, I'm shocked. Now, the story is like this. What is this, Johnny? No, Devin. Who? They're all good guys. They're all my friends. All these guys, yeah. Someone promised me to bring. It's okay. We're going to have all my chassidim. My chassidim is into this. This is every chassidim has its own thing, you know. This is our thing. We drink. I'm proud of my drinkers. I had to throw out a whole bunch of bottles that were already empty. One just started. We're already halfway down. Yeah, we're doing good. Our Olam has learned how to drink. We break them in. My Shvei used to come in to my house. He used to see. He's the Mashke, he used to ask. Where's the one? Where's the schnapps? He used to ask me. I says, "What are you talking about? I'm a Harry, a literature Harry. Do I know what's going on with Mashke?" And my Shvet tells me, "V'kezana yidish tibun ma." How could be a Jewish home without mashkin? What, you guys okay? Mashkin, he was all right. You know what he once told me? What did Rabbi say? Chamra v'rechnei pakchen. Rabbi Miller mentions it. Rabbi said, you know, I became a sharp person when I was a little boy, and I was tired, I wasn't learning, I wasn't holding my learning so much. My mother said, come here, Rabbala, here's some wine. That'll make a mensch out of you. He got a good chinuch. Rabbi, drank, all right? You don't have to be Hasidic to be a drinker. You don't. Rabbi, Abaye Rabbi, you ever hear him? He drank when he was a kid. It was part of his chinuch. Let's break him in. Learn how to drink, Bobby. How's that? It makes you sharp. You drink. I mean, Yura does to me, it doubles my crowd. Ah, so many people here. Anyway, so the, what was I saying? Rabnosin. Rabnosin, a cleaner kite. Ah, very good. I'm so happy to have you. I'm happy to have you. Listen to this. So his wife comes in. She sees him there, schmoozing with me. We're both schmoozing together. He was nothing. He was warm. He had no midas. He was just garbage through and through. He was a genius. He fooled everybody. He looked like a schleppo. Who was he? Not a schleppo. He did what he wanted. He once told me, you have to listen. His wife once yelled at him in Williamsburg. He wanted to go to a Sheva Brachas, and his wife says, no, you're not going. So he looks at me like with a certain, he looks, no, either my wife sucked, was been fallen. The wife says, you gotta listen. He sounded like a little puppy, you know. The wife says, you gotta listen. You know what he once said? When I want what I want, I don't ask nobody nothing. But at least, you know who was like that? Ramei HaChadosh. The kids all knew he was like an A-lover. Super quiet, Ramei HaChadosh. He was a mashgiach of Chevron, you know, for an Altus Lombokis, biggest Talmidim. And he used to, and his wife was the, she was the Labadika lady in town. She knew everything. And he was like the quiet guy. And the kids said, it looks like she's the boss. But we all knew that when Tati wants something, he gets what he wants. Without making a fanfare, he gets to, it's interesting how to do that. Anyway. But let's get back to the mashgiach. So anyway, it's 2 in the morning. I'm busy schmoozing with him. And suddenly, his wife walks in. And he says, on the porch, I think. He lived near Clifton those days. He comes in. Was tutakdo, she says. Megei shlofen fitif am a state of sex. You go to sleep 5 o'clock in the morning, and you get up at 6. What's going on here? Her mashgiach looks at me. And he burst out laughing. She is disclosed, you know, she just was megala him. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't stack and never slept. I mean, he used to sleep when you're in the middle of talking with him. He had said something that wasn't quite, so he used to accidentally on purpose fall asleep. So I went to Polish Nikola. I wanted to talk to him. He's falling asleep on me every few minutes. He used to do that a lot to everybody. Oh, yeah, yeah. What did you say? Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I decided, so I picked myself up, and I said, I guess Mashgiach is tired, and I walked down, and he said, oh, what did you want? I sticked around him. Anyway. He was great. They loved him. We were all impressed. We thought he was a nobody. He used to go around like, and so we were appalled. Reb Moshe Eisman, Reb Shmuel, what's his name? The Mashkiach, the Rosh Hashiva of St. Louis, who became Rosh Hashiva in Muncie. What's his name? Feivelson. Shmuel Feivelson and Reb Yeshve, all they ran to him. He was like their friend. He used to, he's like, you know, how come they're so buddy with him? Like the big Rosh Hashiva, he's like, you know what Yishvei said about Reb Nosson? If not to Reb Nosson, I'd be selling diamonds. You know that? Reb Aaron was way up there. Reb Aaron was a malach. You know, they were playing basketball, and her Byron passed by. It was the end of the game. They dropped the ball, and they said, who said this? Rav Schneiben from Scranton. He said, he didn't stop the game. You couldn't do a Dava Gashmi in front of Rav Byron. You couldn't do it. Rav Byron was a malach. You have no music where he was. So Rav Nossi was like in the middle. He knew the matzah. Oh, Rav Byron once had tainus about something that he did. And he wanted to have, he wanted to have a third seder, another 4 hours, something like that. And he said, and he popped up, and the Yelim got together, we can't handle this. And said, it went to Rav Nossin. And what are we going to do? Because Rav Byron, that was it. In Kletz, they did like that. And that's what we're going to do here, too. Because Rav Byron didn't want to make no changes. It seemed Rav Nossin understood there's an Harry you got to deal with. There's an American Harry who's not quite Kletz. So he told Rav Byron something that did the job. And he explained, and Rav Byron said, we have to have the old thing, you know. And Rav Nossin said, yeah, even in Kletz, sometimes they had to make concessions. So he said, that he understood very well. So we're still in Kletz, but we're being a little like this. Rav Nossin was brilliant. He knew how to make Rav Leibel Hyman and the husband of Rav Nossin. He said this thing. Rav Nossin was the go-between to bring us somehow to relate. Rav Byron, they were petrified of him. I'll tell you my story with him. Rav Motchitz Viv Sosna, Blazer Sosna's father. That's Chashma. He came to learn in Lakewood. And he said he couldn't make it. He had to be a high level. And he went to speak with Rav Byron alone. And Rav Byron was scary. All Gedolim in those days were much scarier than today. People were, Gadol was his Gadol. Today, they manage much easier. But Rav Byron, they were petrified. I heard from a Talmud of his, the reason why, whenever he never would walk into yeshiva, he needed a sefer, he stepped to the side and said, can you get me that sefer? Because he knew he was going to scare everybody. As soon as he comes in, they're going to stand up. His perception, this Talmud told me, he felt that Rav Byron felt he was scaring everybody, and he wanted to tone down. So he saw that he was. He told me the story. What Rav Byron did exactly, I remember him putting his 2 feet up to the table. I'm not verifying exactly this is what happened, but something of the sort. To calm him down. He saw this man petrified. And he opened up his jacket and he took his copper. He did a whole bunch of kick to chill out, to make him feel comfortable. That's something. And he let him in, even though he felt he didn't do well, but he let him in because he with Reb Kalman Goldberg, a big Navardi who was very close to Reb Byron. And why? And he found out later. Tom Goldberg told him this person's father gave away his shirt for a poor person. He went into an MTJ, I think it was, and one of these poor people walked him without a shirt. And he says, you need a shirt. He says, and he went into the bathroom, took off his own shirt, came back, here's your shirt. He says, this person's father did that. The Bible said, let him in. There's another Mysore, someone, what's his name, tried to get into Lakewood. His name, Herschel Rosenhan, tried to get into Lakewood. He didn't. So this is what I heard. So he told Rav Byron, what do you make Lakewood for? You want to send me back to the city where all the schmutz and everything? Oh, yeah, you're right. Come, you're coming. I see Rav Byron was butter. What he would do for people, he died by somebody he felt he needed. Rav Shmuel Bach just told a story where he changed his whole program because it made it inconvenient for a certain guy who was trying to come all the way. But he did. He cared for every person. My father, oh, this is the best. This is my own story. My father, Zatzal, used to sell. He was a top Rebbe. In the afternoon, he sold Sfarim. And then on the island, you know, going back 50 years ago, 50, 60 years ago, it was Long Island. It was reformed, conservative. The books he was selling it was getting out of hand with the kashrus of the books. And he asked Rav Byron a shayla. Rav Byron opened up a Gemara. Gemara Shabbos, a Taisa. He said, you can't sell these things. And then with tears in his eyes, he said, what are you going to do now? That's my father told me this. So I heard a different gersa recently. The other gersa was like this. That Rav Byron said, my father said, what am I going to do with Parnassah? Come inside, Rabbi said, come, we're going to push back. What am I going to do with Parnassah? So Rabbi Aaron said, you know what Rabbi Aaron said? I don't know about Parnassah, but good kids you're going to have. So that story is the one that I like better. Because that Girsa answered, you know, they say these big geniuses, Akasha was bothering them for 25 years, you know. For me, all my life was bothering. How was I Zeicha to be such a Adam Gadol? How did it happen? So now I got the answer. Rabbi told my father, we'll have good kids. Oh, now I understand how they were all Zeicha to me. You got that? How do you like that? It's good fun, no? No, now I chop. How there was all Zeicha to me. That's Givaldi. Anyway, I always challenge everybody. You'll do that to someone else, won't you? Why not to yourself? Why were you different? What do you mean? You're a Begansa owner. You're not going to do that? What I just did now? You can't do that, huh? What's wrong with doing that? You did it in Aveira? Oh, well, it doesn't look right. What? What's wrong with it? You're not going to hold that you're worth something? You know, if Moshe Rabbeinu called himself Adam, he called Adam. And if Yosef HaTzadik said, and then a girl of my mind says, I mean, you know, Yaakovino told Lovin, you know what I'm doing? I'm working like a dog for you. He stuck up for himself. Come on. What's wrong with saying I'm something over here? Like, well, if you have a midas issue, then you're mechuyev to do it. And you better do it all your life, or else you're going to be... You know what they... I heard this shame. On Adam Gadol Moed, the biggest in Klal Yisrael, an American. Probably there's no one bigger than him, come on. He told me, nice guys finish last. You ever hear that? It's a Gaish Azach. You know what that means? Nice guys finish. Oh, you're a nice guy? Okay. Nice guy, stay in the garbage can. Now listen to me, but most of us, I get a Bible of nice guys as a Mishka fellow. You'll have a late Mishbar. You get, main thing is a Lamab, it's fine. But if you want to become a boisterous, come join my ship. Now I'm going to tell you, if you're interested, want to get and start working, here goes. I have different chassidim. I have super success stories. I'll tell you. No, you're boring. This fellow comes from a family. You want to push over here? This family, this guy comes from a family that I checked out the family. Everyone's depressed. This one, that one, this one, that. Your sister, she had a nervous breakdown 2 years ago. My brother, oh, he's already been suicidal for many years. How's your father? Oh, he's basically dysfunctional. How's this one? Oh, that one has bipolar. This one has bishmola. This one has this. OCD, OCD, ADHD. I'll get this out in the world, the garbage can. I says, how did this happen? So, what are you all about? Oh, we had a Zayda. He had a lot of Amuna. Here's Amuna in the Abish. He didn't hope from himself at all. Like, oh, that's the answer. That's the answer. You only believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem. I believe in me. I'm sorry. I'm a Fashtunken of Al-Gaivanik. Yaviv Loilam Yamait Adam Shalai Lishma. Shemitah Shalai Lishma Baal Lishma. You have to. Says Rav David Blach on Avadig, he says, you're gonna start Lishma, you'll end up Shalei Lishma. Don't be a tzaddik. You start up not such a tzaddik. Now, I don't know what's going on in these parshas. They're just gonna be ma'iris, a few things. It's not to be believed. The way Leah, doesn't anybody stole us? Leah says, you stole my husband from me. Look at both sisters, jealousy, and no one shepherds them for that. What are you doing over here? And the way they talk, and the way, and Matame Masheru, can you make me my favorite dish? Yitzchok Avinu. And Leah, and Rivka, they all understand we gotta get him his favorite dish. And then I'll bless you, cause what's going on? The old Yitzharas? All these others? What's going on with the way they talk, the way everything? I just wanna tell you that your Yitzhara is your best friend. You gotta use him. Yitzhara is not a joke. People say, oh, I gotta be from, gotta be. Now, I would say the Yetzer of being a Balgaivanik, go for it! You're bigger than everyone else. Use it, you'll stake so much more. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. One of these people from one of these type of families out of Nebuch, I told him, you're going to write down your milas, 100 milas for 1 hour a day. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. I just got the note. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. Thank you so much. Kamashkocha Pratis. You know, I got to thank after I drink. I'll thank double. Thank so much, Kalaloshin, and Torah Anytime, and all these sweet Jews over here, and one better than the other. Anyway, granted, this is not bad, this stuff. What am I doing here? If it was good stuff. I'm a chaya. I get your shemaim from, I don't know about you guys, I get your shemaim from pickles. I was at a chassid recently. I didn't eat a thing. They gave me a seat that I saw someone had eaten and this. So I'm not starving. I need to eat again. I eat my wife's stuff to make her feel good. And then I come here. I'm supposed to eat again. Mushuga, how much can you eat? You need 4 stomachs for it to be an American. And nowadays, not so easy. As a mashim, kajish, and mamikdash. Nowadays, more food. Oh, yeah. Oh. That's another dish, and the dips, and mud dips, and schnips, and dips. Anyway, so I said, but I'm not going away with nothing. I took some wine, of course, and then I took a pickle. And I took one bite. Chaya made a bracha, delicious pickles. Then I walked away, chapter shmuz, took another bite. And then I met a shmuz, a guy was bothering me. I said, I'm sure, a halt mitten pickle. I'm holding the middle of my pickle over here. Hold on. I'm eating my pickle. It's all I ate. It's enough. Are you ready? I'm thankful to Hashem. The pickle gives me your shemayim. One of my big rabbein. Pickles. I love pickles. Abish, thanks for pickles. I love Hirsch too, by the way. You know where Baruch Matzah Mizrahi says he's Mamish, my hero. In my sukkah, I had 2 pictures of him. Baruch Matzah said like this. You want to drink a good Pepsi with a k'tais, it goes great. You got to drink Pepsi with a k'tais, then it works. No? Is that a good one? Drink Pepsi with a k'tais. Or a tais fizz, whatever. I have my Hirsch. You know what Hirsch is? I love Hirsch. Anyway. And Chavis Alvavis don't hurt. Oh. Anyway. Where am I up to? Okay, so this guy, he listened to me for 1 week. He wrote, this is my prescription. 100 milas, partially true, partially exaggerated, and partial lies. But only positive, positive, positive. And then play down all the negative stuff. That baloney, listen, he was in a bad mood, the guy that told me that. Lie through your teeth. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing. No, it's Yetzirah. But it's true. Yeah. It's true that it's a Yetzirah. Get away. None of that stuff. Play them all down. Make a joke out of them. Like the Gemara Rebbe said, you hear something good, see something good about a Yid, you should know it's true. You hear something bad about a Yid, it's a lie. What do you mean? It's a lie. Don't get so smart. It's a lie. Again, the Gemara Rebbe said that. I believe in that. I'll see yourself also. It's a lie. Nothing wrong with me. I'm sorry. Leave me alone. You know what Michal Yudalevowitz said? These guys who are a little bit off the derech. He says, you know why? Because they got so much barad, the head is spinning with negative thoughts. You're not allowed to say the smallest hint of something negative to such a person. And he's speaking about Neshirim. You know, guys are never chef, we have to darush. I say it's, and nowadays, who's not one of those? I did this wrong, that one. I should have said this, should have said, okay, anyway. So don't. So the guy did it for a week. He told me he's a new person. He's a major ben Torah. He has a clutch of a job, everything. He said, they're a new person. He's a new person. Otherwise, he's, you know, he's finishing Shas, but he's still borderline suicidal. You know, he's still, but doctor, he gets the best matzahs for Pesach. He's busy. Why don't you be busy writing nice things about yourself? That's more important. I paskin.
Rabbi Aaron and Rabbi Nosson, who are in the Olam HaEmes, Rabbi Yitzchak Dershowitz, who is my best friend over there. They're all in the Yenevelt. They all nifted the same day. They're all 100% behind me. Avodas Hazman is blow yourself up until a jumbo elephant. Kula hai molai. Then you gotta be happy. Then you'll be fagin. You'll love people more. You're gonna change. It's hard work to do that. Much easier to say, I'm not so good. Please. Don't say that about me. You have to be truthful. I know the bad things I do. Please, don't. Rabbi Mendel. Oh, here he goes again. Yeah, what else did I do great? Oh, I'm sick of all this praise. Is that even true? I'll cut it out. Do you know how much Malayim Mrs. Karima in Chazal say? The smallest yid is loaded with mitzvahs. Kareem. A yid today is a malach Hashem tzvachos. The smallest is so great. They just don't appreciate anything. I'm not sure myself. I shouldn't say anything bad about myself. But as much as I appreciate myself, it's like scratching the surface. You don't know how great I am. Yeah, the Olam does it all. I told you that when my Adam called me up. He called me up, he says, Shveli, what I heard about you, I said, don't believe a word you heard. I'm much better than all that stuff. You heard my Litvisha jokes? I didn't tell you. I just heard a Litvisha joke. It's great. I'm not saying the name. I know the name of Rebbetzin. I knew her husband, a salty dog, you know, real Litva. Yeah. I'm all again, like a famous Rashiva, real. No, don't give me it. Don't. We don't go for this, you know, real. I'm all again. Durchgebackene Litvak. Yeah, but these hardcore Litvaks, they don't mess with them. So somebody said the lady had mice. She had, and he said, he brought her a picture of Shaya Kirastira. He said, lady, you put that up there, and the mice are going to disappear. So she takes it. She holds it there for a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks later, they asked how it worked. She says, nope. So they asked her, how come it didn't work? She says, I guess my mice have a different Rebbe. It's funny. I'll tell you another Litvish. These Litvaks are the worst. Nothing like an Alta Litvak. I want those doors closed. I want this airtight. Anybody from BMG hear this? We better run. By the way, 90% of Lakewood are Litvish. See the Shaina clock, by the way. That's, I want to let you know. It's fine. They're Michaelman. We can get around. The Litvak is about to Shmadzach. He was going off the Derech. And he went into the Galach. Galach, I'm becoming a Shegetz. Galach says, that's wonderful. Let me get the holy water and we'll do the job on you. So the Galach comes back a few minutes later. You see the Litvak sitting with a black Gemara. he says, what's going on here? I thought you wanted a shmad. The Litvak says, Kol zmanach bin ayid is nachals da chesem for bittel tater. You got it? You can know Yiddish? The guys know Yiddish? While I'm Jewish, they still got to watch out. You know? These Litvaks, they're funny. I'll tell you another one. They say, Shulik Diskin's wife. I said she was sharp. So he just finished the B'dikas Chametz. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't take Achrayas. I only take Achrayas that it'll be funny. That's it. And he said, it was Erev Pesach, cleaned up the whole house. And he says, I got rid of all the Chametz. And then he points to his wife. And he says, except for this piece of Chametz that I didn't get rid of yet. So she says, don't worry about me. My father sold me to a guy a long time ago. Is that good? Hey, good. These Litvaks. Now, this one is mean. I'm asking Mechila for all the chassidim. Don't believe it. It's going to happen. The Litvak once came to chassidish Tish. And he comes to the Tish, and then you see one of chassidim sees a Litvak. Oh, come. Here's some shrine. The Litvak looks, what do I get out of that stuff? So he says, It gives you Yiras Shamayim.
Oh, yeah. It's a Suda Shem Aspekas Labailim. That's mean. That's mean. That's mean. That's a mean one. I know which Chassidus happened to. Happened to the best Chassidus that everybody holds from. But it's okay. It's a lot of joke. Anyway, let's get back to this story. This is Meir Boim. Hafla of a fella. This guy is a big chassid of mine. He has been following me every move I make. Now, this guy went through Gehenna on earth. He is officially not, he can't function. Marriage, the whole business. He is pushes himself. He's going to do it. What became of the guy? The guy has a neighbor. First of all, he's horrified of the whole world. Because of his experiences, his parents, he's petrified of his father and his mother, both of them. His years in school were... And then he had two, I can't say barabim, two abnormal traumas. Hashem Yerachem, that destroys a guy. It's over. Two people got a hold of him in his life, twice. He had like, the world will turn over for what happened to him. He is totally a mess. And therapy and therapy and therapy until he turned me on. As soon as he turned me on, within months, this is what happened. First of all, he already canceled. All therapies are gone. Mandel therapy, you did the job. This guy's very literal. Whatever Mandel says, that's it. He never met me, so Mandel says, I'm joking. He died, God did meet me once. He's a great person. And he told me like this. So he went ahead. First of all, you have to kill your fears. So he's petrified of all his neighbors. He's constantly going over to neighbors and saying hello, 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 hello. Olive, Bays. He has a neighbor who lives a block away. There's a kid there who's a big machutzif that everyone hates. The kid spits in this guy's face. And he's like, you know. And now the neighbor's his best friend. And he helps the neighbor because he understands it's a dysfunctional family. And he's the best friend. And he goes, he made a special trip for 2 hours. There was a group of people that destroyed him when he was younger. And he goes to them. He made a special visit because they were making a reunion of the whatever. So he can sit in the corner and be Mr. Nobody. Because to break his midas, to go against his midas. The guy's not, it's ridiculous. People took a look at him within a month. I myself saw radical changes. The way that the same person called me on the phone. First time I heard like, you know, nice person, but hesitating. And this time, nice, calm, labadee. Are you the same guy? And the same people who destroyed his life are begging him to teach them how to become Navarik. Imagine now, he has a secret, this guy. Anybody's interested in the real thing? A Nudnik. I heard this in the Body Rebellion. Shneya told this to me. A Nudnik, you really, really, really want to grow. You should hire somebody that's going to be on your case day and night to go against your nature. I'm talking basically about fear of people. Don't be gurus people. If you're taking, well, let me tell you something. If you need to be, Rebbeza told me, you need to be higher or lower. It bothers you because you're afraid of people. You don't care if this guy's much more successful than you, if people don't mean anything in your life. You're serving Hashem. I don't care what he's doing. It's all people, people. If you feel like looking down at you or looking up to you, all that stuff is people. Get people out of your system. You want to work on it? Get yourself a friend, a chavrusa. I have two, the body is two brothers, close in age. You know what they did with each other? I saw one. The other one was very talented, and he was singing in public, and the other guy, who was not so talented,
took one of these tape recorders to tape the brother that outdoes him to hear the beautiful stuff instead of being jealous, and then he's going to play it over 20 times. Ah, you're a great person. They became, each one decided, you'll be my Rebbe, you'll be your Rebbe for 8 months. And for those 8 months, they never studied so much in their lives. Because each one was a Rebbe to the other one. If you're going to read it, Reb Chaim Halper used to work on himself. The way he worked on himself, every time that a Radigus sat down, suddenly, boom, somebody fell off the chair. Suddenly another guy starts coughing loudly. They're doing pratim all the time. And what sort of hunting? I don't know exactly what his chesbonos was, because he was Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin did do things that are similar. They were not nevadic. They'll tell you that. But I'm very, very comfortable with Chaim Berlin, because I find a lot of the chinuch that I got nevadic, they have. They're things different, plenty different, but plenty similar. Now, to feel stolz about yourself, they're into that. That's Lubavitcher. But that's all breaking me this. You know, my Rebbe Rabbeinu told me, if a guy goes around all day blowing himself up, he is kind of the biggest mitzvah breaking in this. He's an emissar on it. If you jump in to the public and dance and you're boisterous and loud, you're an onav, because you're breaking in this. That's a real onav. You got to get such chayr. In the world, the only guy that's an onav is the guy that's not doing anything. You know, the Velt says, you want to avoid criticism? Say nothing, do nothing, or be nothing. You'll avoid criticism. The guy whose nature is like this, go all out. Go extreme. Do things you shouldn't even be doing. When I started off in my career, this stuff, not everything I said was so, I hit it on the mark. But who cares? You go, you know, in the Vardy, that you went to your Rosh Chabad, and he was the only person that needed to know what you were doing. The rest of the world, who cares? You know, Rabbi Say, I officially fop on the world. I fop on, don't think it's so pashut or it's so simple, but at least officially I do that. And believe me, what a ganeden. I keep telling him, well, you're supposed to. Yeah, okay, I forgot. Don't worry. Am I making a good impression? You better say yes. Uh-oh. Did I say something no good? Oh, no. Would I mess up again? I never asked how my speech was. Not me. It was great. I know the matzah. I know the matzah up front. It's every time I speak, it's half full of a fella. I will never ask an opinion. Come on, I don't think I ever asked an opinion. I need your opinion. By the way, I do want to tell you that my opinion is all that counts. I don't get involved in other people's. It's what do I care? You have, I already know I'm Givaldic. I don't need Velt. Well, if I heard some compliments here and there, I'll write them all down. This guy, that's the Etzem Nikamatsev. Not that he's trying to make me feel good. Stop the garbage. It's just another riot of what I knew all the time, that I'm Givaldic. And I'll write it down in my long, 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 never ending list of my greatness. You know what's going to happen in the next world? Okay, I'm going to get everyone scared. They're going to say, why did you become? They're going to show you pictures of the most unbelievable tzaddikim. Who's that? That's what you could have become. And I'll tell you a good reason why you didn't. Because you're anava psula. Listen to me. We all have anava psula. Don't live in the Himmel. We all have it. We're human. We all have anava psula. You'll get elam haba, leiv nishba, v'nitya. It's fine. You don't have to become the Gilad. But if you really want to get moving on it, get yourself one nudge, and you'll feel like a million bucks. You have to find, well, I'll be mispal for the Elam. Get yourself a friend that's going to be on your case day and night. Make this an ikker. This fellow, who an hour a day, he told me himself, he's a different person. But you may have to at least take a break out of whatever you're doing and make this your main focus in your life. Do. Learn Musa, learn a lot of Musa. Get there, make sure every day 10 pulls against your lots of 5, 10. Be aggressive. You know, you have to be stark. Let's move it. I'm going to turn myself inside out like this guy over here. His mom is, no one recognizes him. It's overnight because he's intense. He's very intense. Okay. Anyway, it's fine. Whatever you do, you want to do, it's plenty good. Anyway, I had a shalom bias problem that I was very proud of a few cases. And one case, the guy, he's a new person. I spoke to him and his wife for 10 minutes. He's a new person. I had this brainstorm eitzah, and that eitzah is a gold mine. And I asked him, how are things going? It's months already. He says, I turned around and hope. I says, but the tenai is they have to keep doing I set them what to do, and they have to keep doing it. He says he's doing something completely different. So what's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is that what you do is not the point. What you do can also become an avodah zarah. Your type of ishtadlus, this type of vitamins, it's not. It's the yebishta. Right now it's that. Tomorrow it'll be something else. I remember I went to Australia to a gvir's house, and last year he gave me hundreds of dollars, and this year he's not even there. The guy next door who wasn't there last year gives me the same amount that guy gave me last year. I heard this from a lot of mishalachim. They told me, the Abishtha, make sure you should get it somewhere else, because you're going to focus and turn that guy into a god. Well, you're going to do that with this type of vitamins, turn it into a god. This methodology that I did this for shalom bayis, this works. It's not true. It's the Abishtha. I have to date 3 shalom bayis cases where I didn't do a thing. I just gave a bracha. I remember what both happened a year ago. One in Israel, one here. And one of them, the kids, the Enikel, were saying, what happened to Zaydi? Zaydi and Bubby were killing each other. And Zaydi, and what happened to Zaydi? He's buying Bubby gifts. He was never like that in his life. The story goes like this. The guy got on the telephone with me, and he started telling me how terrible his wife is. And he's good at it. You know, his ladies like that. Some people are good. They in learning, they married. You know, the Baba Shereba said, if a guy's depressed, he'd be great for learning the Iyun. That's what he said. I like that. That's my mahalach. People who are depressed, they have a certain... that, you make them learn the Iyun. He'd be great at it. Isn't that something? So, some people are very good at... My wife, this guy got on the phone. They don't live around here. And he started, they're married 16 years. And he was killing her on the phone. She does this and she does that. She says, I don't want to hear another word from you. I have someone just like that on the phone. Hope they're not upset with me. I just can't deal with that stuff. Did this one, that one? I says, I'm not getting involved. I'm going to give you guys one bracha and goodbye. It was before Shabbos I gave the bracha. Mitzvah Shabbos, I got a message from that lady. Her husband never looks at her. Never, ever looks her in the face. When he talks, she's here and he's there. And right after my bracha, it was Shabbos. There were 100 people in the house when he made Kiddush. And throughout the Kiddush, he was staring at his wife and ignoring everybody. That was Aleph. That's when I went with just the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's something. Had another Maisa. It happened in Israel. And I don't know. I forget. I gave a bracha, Shalom Bayis. They called me back a year later. Mendel gave Shalom Bayis. It turned around right afterward. The third one happened here. I told the guy, I'm giving you Shalom Bayis. Right away, his wife didn't know what hit him. What happened? What got into you? And I didn't give him any tips how to be. And he said, the first time she texted him a nice text, and a light. She never wrote nice stuff. What happened right after? And then he started. He said, suddenly got a rutzen to help. That was right after my bracha. And it lasted for a week. They were best friends until they went to the therapist. Who takes $200 to bring back the problem so he can make some more money. I'm just kidding. He's a nice guy, the therapist. And right now. And the guy... The enter therapy opened up a can of worms and back to square one. Let's kill each other.
What I try to do is, with people, I try to get them to say nice things about the other party. Stop knocking! I can't handle that stuff. To me, it's worse than the Vardig. It was worse than the Hurim Royim, depressive thoughts. It's worse than Hirurim. You know, Hiruri Aveira, Koshami Aveira. What are you thinking? Negative stuff. He started, I don't like him. I don't like when you say nasty things. I have to something control myself. But I just don't like to say negative things. What is it saying, the Chavis Ababas? He says he saw a dead dog that stank a mile, and all the Tamidim said, tell me, look at that horrible looking creature, how much it smells. And the Rebbe said, look at the beautiful white teeth. And the Rebbe was teaching them, say good, say, that's a no-no. Anybody's critical is a Baal Geibenik. Fishkefell is a little Baal Geibenik. It's fine. I can tell you a quick about the Mama Rivka. The Mama Rivka, what did she do? She did two negative things. Because she said, I wish I hadn't had any kids. Because she said that, she could have 12 shrunken. The next sentence, she complained again. She said, I'd rather not live if they... She spoke very negative, twice. What becomes of speaking negative? If I'm allowed to say such a thing. Esav says, I'm going to die. And what becomes of Yaakov years later? And then by he lost everything. He was super negative. The mother was negative, right? The son's negative. And then yes, Yaakov Vinu. Oh, in my life, Matt, Varoyan, he lost years of life because he spoke negative. Where does it come from? Because she came from Aram. Rashi says she came from Aram. Father was Aram. Brother was Aram. What's that all about? I'll tell you what it's all about. Where did she learn to be negative? Back home. The only thing is, they're negative. Where were they negative? Psuel wanted to kill and love and BK Shalakar Sakil. They were negative, you know, real, real negative. Let's kill them. But those who are brought up in such a type of negative, they say, look, killing we're not doing, but I'll be a little bit negative. Knock myself a little bit. Get discouraged. Get depressed. I tina, it's the same mahalach. It's the same garbage can. It's just here, it's mutter, because I'm just knocking me, bitch, Bill. It's the same garbage can! Don't be Maharis. Don't destroy in any direction. That's what I say. And I want to defend the Mama Mishka. Sometimes it pays to be a little negative because she was the one who chopped Esav because she had a negative streak. So she chopped Esav. And you know how positive she was? She still loved Esav. And she loved Eshkel, Shlechem, Yemechon. And it says that, that she didn't think that he'll always hate him. Yeah, until he calms down, she didn't see him as bad as he really was. And Yitzchak calling so good, and Esav, that's Adik, right? How'd they get so crazy positive? That's if they're both crazy positive. How'd they get so positive? Avraham Avinu, who loves light, who said, Efshi loy b'Avraham b'lev kov, and he loves him, and he goes out to save him, and he goes to save Sodom, and he loves, Avraham Avinu loves all the bums, all the, Arabs who are bowing down to the Pashtunkin feet, and he's busy loving everybody, so it's a home full of love, and they don't want to get, but here and there a little negative. So what's for us? Rabbi Miller says, never verbalize a negative emotion. Never, ever, ever, ever. It's hedes, it's destructive. Don't vocalize it. Better a positive lie. Negative. Well, it's a pleasure being with you. Chaver, the schusim of Rabbi, Rav Nosson, and Rav Yisrael Dershowitz should be made litigation for all of us. And we should send Peklach the schus that we're working on, but talking the biggest tzaddiki adora sitting with us. I sense it. I have Ruach HaKadosh. I sense all the people here are beyond greatness. It's true. And we should be zayin to Gula Shalema, because our mom is, thank you, Rav Yisrael.